Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Maroon, and time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Okay, well, you know how this works by now. The boys just call BS on something that's grinding their gears. It can be footy-related. It doesn't have to be. Paul, you're a man with plenty of things grinding your gears. What would you like to call BS on?
Oh, look, I call BS on Canterbury. News has come through in recent days that they've probably lost Brandon Smith for next year. Obviously, the club is chasing him very hard. They have signed Josh Adokar. But I just want to question what's happened at Canterbury. So, at the end of the last season, they let eight players go, including Aidan Tolman, who's one of the club mainstays and is a thorough professional, a guy that you would think that young kids coming into the club would learn plenty from. Another guy who was among those eight was Kieran Foran. Obviously, Kieran had he's had his injury problems over the years, but again, a great professional. And my problem with Canterbury is this. If you go back some years to the end of the Des Hasler reign and then when Dean Pay came in, all we got from the club was this narrative about how the salary cap's in such dire straits, it's going to take years to fix. And we were all expected that this was going to be the year that they were going to finally be back to square one and be able to go into an open market. But they've let like the likes of James Graham go. They let Brett Morris go. Moses Mbai, Josh Reynolds, Sam Cassiano, Aaron Woods was there long enough for a cup of coffee. Dave Clemens been released. Then you obviously put on top of that Tolman and Foran been released in recent year at the end of last year. They are all very good players. They are players who were all at Canterbury at some point, and we were all told that they had to be released because the club did not have the salary cap. They've now got the salary cap and nothing's happened. The club is not in any place. They've not signed any players for a year back or for some time down the line. So there's no building going on. Trent Barrett is basically starting from scratch in the club's recruitment process. This is not a Trent Barrett problem. This is a Canterbury problem. But this is a problem where you've got a rookie CEO, you've got a rookie head of football, and respectfully, you've got a rookie coach, and a rookie chairman. The club has got to start getting in the fight. They are a club that they need to get going. They need to start showing some smarts in getting out into the market and actually trying to land some contracts. Trent Barrett is carrying the load himself. This has been this is not a 2021 problem. This was a problem in 2020, 2019, and 2018. And the club, all they did was offer excuses about why they couldn't get it done because of their salary cap. Well, the salary cap's opened up now. There's been no planning about what they do with their roster. It's all starting from scratch now. And the problem with that, it puts them another 2 to 3 years back. So yeah. I want Canterbury to get off their backsides and start getting out into the market and actually start landing some contracts. And if the club is all they build themselves up to be, then get out and show everybody that. Because right now, all we're seeing out of Canterbury is some good players go off to other clubs, perform at other clubs, and meanwhile, nobody's coming through at the Bulldogs.
And isn't it amazing if you like our vintage and all you can remember, the one constant thing, Reedy, in rugby league was the Bulldogs being there or thereabouts.
Yeah, they're in a massive hole at the moment. We've seen that. The way they played yesterday was just symptomatic of their year. They're just not going. They're treading water at the moment. And they've signed a couple of players, but, geez, they need to sign some more, plenty more.
Yeah, okay. Since they've come into the comp, they've played in a grand final alley every decade or something like that, haven't they?
Been amazing, yeah.
They had a great record. I think it ended in they've had it through the they've played the grand final in every decade since the 70s. Canterbury were a losing club at one point, and in great in testament to what Bullfrog Ball, the late secretary of the club who ran the club, he went away and thought, I'm sick of losing every year. They weren't a great club, so he went out and he bought a couple of players, including Bobby McCarthy. Maureen, you help me with this. Bobby McCarthy, a couple of South Sydney
Gary
players.
Gary Stevens.
Yeah. Bobby McCarthy and Gary Stevens. And they came to Canterbury, and admittedly they were at the end of their careers, but what they taught Canterbury was how to win. And they instilled this doctrine within the club about toughness, about winning, and about what's acceptable there as far as standards go. And from that point on, Canterbury have played in the grand final every decade since, won premierships every decade since. But I tell you what, they are already at long odds to win a grand final in the 2020s because there's no plan there. There's no direction that you can look at and say this is what Canterbury stand for and this is where they're heading.
All right. Okay, what about you, Reedy? Would you like to call BS?
Yeah, I'm going to call BS on... I mentioned this yesterday. The gibber, the fool, the clown who racially vilified Tyson Frizzell on social media yesterday. The NRL has now got involved in this and they've asked Tyson whether he wants to push on with the matter and press ahead with the matter and take action. And Tyson wants to take it further. And I hope he does because how many times does this have to happen before people start listening and heeding... It's ridiculous that this is going on. Yeah. And this bloke was gibbering about, whinging about, I think, fantasy points or multis or just, something like that and used some pretty ordinary language towards Tyson Frizzell. And I hope the NRL and the law catch up with him. And
you can bag someone. Just keep colour and everything out. Race and everything out.
But over your fantasy league or your tips?
It's fantasy.
It's crap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a good one, Reedy.
Thanks, Reed, thanks, Reed.
Hey, mate, you know what? You can come back. I think...
Oh, really?
I actually think Hoops has lost his job.
Who?
Hoops.
Oh, yeah, no, he's got...
Mate, because he eats all the twisties. Mate, he eats all the twisties.
Yeah.
Mate, he doesn't go on the road. Mm. Reedy's made the sacrifice to come here.
Yeah, and look...
I'll tell you what I'm going to call BS on, right? So, obviously, it's been a really busy week and a lot of people have travelled. An Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, you book it.
I've never booked one.
Okay, well, you can book an Uber, right? And it might say they're 10 minutes away or 12 minutes away. One yesterday took the wrong turn. I watched him. And he said... They've changed their drop-off address. And I watched him. And he goes, you cancel. So then he gets the $8. If he cancels, I said, no, you cancel. And it's sort of like, no, you cancel. You know, like when you're first in love, no, you hang up. No, hang up. I said, you cancel. No, you cancel. And he's a South African, and he was a good fella because I could just understand his accent. And he didn't. So I jumped in a taxi, and I had come back here to the ground.
Yeah.
And I made him hang around my area for 25 minutes. He kept on ringing. I said, mate, I'm just coming down now. So I think I got one back up. But Uber drivers, when you get a better offer, don't cancel.
That's right.
Take that offer then. It's like breaking a contract.
That time's never accurate on when they're going to arrive.
Oh, it's never.
Never accurate.
Mate, and I'm over him eating my chips too.
Well, you can always
You go order food, and so now they've got to staple it together. And then that's when you've got to check the Uber driver, see whether he's got a stapler there, whether he just opens it up and restaples.
You reckon he might do that?
Oh, yeah.
Pull out the tweezers. Boys, I'll be very quick here because I just wanted to point this out, and it's not often I get serious. That little Aussie battler, Matthew Johns, with a busted back, got in the back of a Winnebago. He was in so much pain, Matthew Johns. When they got to Karua, his wife begged him, let's turn around, let's go back, the beautiful Trish. With tears in his eyes, Matthew Johns would not turn around. He ploughed on from Sydney to Brisbane in the back of a Winnebago, and when he got here, they had to get medical help to him before he could leave the Winnebago. This is how committed this guy is. This is why he is who he is. That's what he's done.
Do you owe him a favour?
No,
what's going on?
This is what I'm getting to the point. I'm not calling BS on him. If you'd let me finish for once, you're getting like Gordon.
You're getting like Gordon because you got no point.
Hoops couldn't even get in a plane and fly here for 3 hours today. This is like, I'm calling
Paul
BS
Kent
on
couldn't
Hoops.
Fly because his parents couldn't jump on the little infant.
Yeah. So I'm calling BS on Hoops for not being here while Matty Johns went to all that effort in the... Yeah. And the doctor said, you shouldn't be even leaving the house. And here he is up here. So Hoops, you're out. Reedy, you're in.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.